The Australian Energy Market Operator has ordered an extra power generator to be turned on to secure power in South Australia. Last night's power outage took centre stage in Parliament, with the federal government and Labor blaming each other for not doing enough to prevent it. SA Power Networks says 90,000 homes were affected in the blackout. Meanwhile, temperatures are expected to continue to soar past 40 degrees in several states. Some parts of Victoria reached 44 degrees today. Areas of South Australia also surpassed 40, and Queensland sweltered as well. A man previously tried and acquitted of the murders of two Aboriginal children at Bowraville in New South Wales in the early 1990s has once again been charged with their murder. The Court of Criminal Appeal will now determine whether the man can be retried for the murders. He can't be named for legal reasons. And US President Donald Trump is facing accusations of misusing his power after he criticised an American department store for dropping his daughter's clothing line. Nordstrom is the fifth company to dump the Ivanka brand, citing a drop in sales. The retailer's move comes amid an ongoing social media campaign encouraging shoppers to boycott products with ties to President Trump and his family.